95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What is up, my friend?
On a Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Friday. My mood's a little
what
dampened.
What just happened?
It's a little dampened because I have to work tonight. I moonlight, you know.
You usually explode.
I have 420 jobs.
Right.
And I got to do a little work tonight and tomorrow. I have to work tomorrow.
What is happening?
So here's what I'm thinking. Can you come in to the station tomorrow?
Nope.
So that when I wrap up my work week and get started on the short weekend, Sunday, I'll be all excited and you can have a good time here.
No. No, that can't happen.
You won't meet me here tomorrow?
No.
You won't come in on the weekend?
Not going to happen. I don't have to.
You bastard.
You have to. That's fantastic. Man, oh man. How did you agree to that?
I don't know. You just get behind, you know? I've had a few drinks this weekend. I mean, weekend. No, I don't know. I'm just overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
You know, I'm an American. I'm overwhelmed. Overworked. Giving that a go. But anyways, very happy it's Friday.
Yeah, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
The All Request Fest.
Yeah,
every Friday from 5 to 7, we do All Requests.
And it needs to be something loud, but it doesn't have to be something we usually play. Doesn't matter.
We will play requests that will shock you.
Yep.
Sometimes they shock us.
And disgust you, maybe.
We're going to talk about pranks that people played on you.
Oh, my God. This prank that I came across is hilarious. This poor dude is freaking out. You don't like to jump out of a plane? Don't be this guy.
What's up with Florida?
We'll figure it out one day.
And one American dollar. Coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We should have Ian Astbury up sometime.
That'd be great.
Cult pop.
We had
vibe.
Him up, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
when was this?
Yeah. We talked to him. He's sitting right here in this chair right there.
Oh, that's right. I was in Hawaii.
Oh, you didn't see that?
So happy.
Oh, what a shame.
I have never, ever gotten past that.
That was truly fun. You going to the movies this weekend?
No, I don't think so.
I'm going last weekend.
Oh, you are.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer looks great.
Yeah, it should be a classic. Now, you're not going to go to Barbie, huh?
My daughter called me last night and asked. She said she's doing the thing that everybody else is doing where you're watching both in one day today.
Right.
Because it's called Barbenheimer.
Right. Yep.
And I have so no interest in Barbie.
I think it could be funny. You know, Mean Girls was kind of funny. I mean, I think it's along those lines, is my guess.
Greta Gerwig is a great director, I think, and writer, so okay, maybe.
Yeah.
But no.
But I wouldn't go to a theater to see it. Not a chance.
No.
Unless it was a midnight and people were making fun of it.
Here's a wonderful report about Barbenheimer.
It's the double feature no one saw coming.
And I know what it means if the Nazis have a bomb.
Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's epic about the creation of the atomic bomb, going head to head with a movie that could not be more different.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken! Greta Gerwig's Barbie seemed destined for massive hype, but the excitement has taken an unexpected turn.
I, for one, have already purchased my tickets for the double feature.
With Barbie and Oppenheimer opening in theaters on the same day,
Today. Fans
have coined the term Barbenheimer, encouraging people to see the movies back to back.
You know, I mean, eventually, like the New Beverly, Quentin Tarantino's theater, will probably show them together. You know, if
back
you just
back.
Wait a little while, yeah, it'll actually be a real.
Oh, people can't wait. Wait till you
feature.
Hear how many people have bought tickets for today.
Right?
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever.
But is Barbenheimer actually a real thing or just an internet meme? According to AMC Theaters, not only is it real, but over 40,000 tickets have been sold already for the double feature.
You know something weird's going on, by the way? There's another movie out, something about freedom or whatever. People are buying up all the tickets, but nobody's going.
They're, to what?
This movie, I can't remember, it's Freedom, Sound of Freedom or something.
Okay.
And you go in, you look in the theater, and it says sold out.
Right.
But it's completely empty.
It's empty?
Happening all over the country.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Very weird.
World, but remember this day.
The debate over which order to see the two movies in is raging online.
Is people going Oppenheimer, Barbie?
Is it though?
Or Barbie, Oppenheimer?
Which way would you do it if
I was talking to my daughter yesterday and she said, I'm doing it this way. I said, are you seeing Barbie first?
Yeah.
Because it's fun, happy, whatever.
I would do it the other way around myself.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
So she was in the movie earlier today. She saw Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
And then tonight she's going to Barbie.
Now, that's what we used to do. You were a pro at it. You'd go and buy tickets to one movie.
How dare you suggest.
And then at poor AMC here in Burbank, you'd go see, you'd be out by like midnight.
How dare you suggest that I would skip theaters?
I mean, I heard that. I don't know if
that is
true.
For outlaws, and I am strictly by the book.
But you're not going to go to Barbie. You're just going to Oppenheimer.
No.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
That one, dude.
Yeah, that looks great. Let's win some money.
Yeah,
money.
Cash. cash money. Dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. So, thinking about retiring sometime in the next 20 or 30 years.
Am I?
Well, I am.
Sure.
Are you? Yeah, sure. And
where
do you want to go? Are you going to stay here in California?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
No, I have no desire to live anywhere else. I've looked around. I've thought about it. There's no other state in the whole country that I'd want to. Maybe Hawaii, but I couldn't afford it. Hawaii would be kind of nice. But no, I just love. I mean, L.A. is our home. L.A. is where I want to stay.
Yep.
So looking at this, and this is more for people who are still working, America's 10 worst states to live and work in. In 2023, this is a study that was recently conducted, and they came up with the 10 worst
states to live in and work in.
Yes, in 2023.
So it's not necessarily about.
Well, what the study measured the
retiring.
Quality. No, exactly.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
All
but,
right.
You know, thinking about maybe we were thinking for a while, I wonder if we'll ever end up somewhere else.
Right.
Not going to happen. The study, though, measures quality of life issues, including crime, health care, child care, health care. A child in healthcare, rather.
Right.
Child care and healthcare. And, you know, inclusive policies and discrimination and all that sort of stuff. So they've put together this giant list and the 10 worst.
Does it take into account the no state taxes?
Some
states don't have a tax.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people love that.
And that was one of the reasons we were kind of looking at Oregon at one point in time. But it's just, you know. I mean, again, that would be a best thing, not a worst thing. I know. So probably not going to be Oregon on the list, I wouldn't think. And in fact, you've got 11. There's actually 11 because there's a tie. One state tied with another state. So there's actually 11 in the top 10. And by the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamaval, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Who became a billionaire? Did they ever come up with that?
I don't know.
That name yet?
I don't know who they did.
Who won that $1 billion?
You don't know.
Visit Yamaval.com for more details. So I still think, you know, get 6 guesses, you get 4 right.
All right.
And you get yourself one American dollar. By the way, the number one best state, you were kind of asking best state.
Yeah.
North Carolina won out.
Is that right?
Yeah. North Carolina took it
this year. That's surprising.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Now, you said inclusive, so that makes me think maybe the worst place to go would be Florida.
Florida is...
Thank you.
Only at the bottom of the list, though.
Only 10?
Yeah, number 10 at the bottom of the list out of 350 points, got 129.
Which, interesting.
Compared to the one that's at number one, which is the worst state, is pretty damn good.
So, right.
Isn't that crazy? But yeah, Florida is on the list of don't move their state.
Wow, I think maybe the cost of living here is so high. I'm going to say California.
You know, that's exactly what I thought. I was sure that California would be on the list, but it's apparently a good place to live. So we've chosen a good place.
All right.
Not on the list of the 10 worst states to live in. By this huge poll that was put together.
I wonder if it does it have like overwhelming big cities like Chicago, so you would say Illinois? Does it have stuff like that? Or is it
the
city doesn't override the state?
Not necessarily, no, exactly. We're really looking at the overall state, you know. I mean, like just kind of
I'm gonna say the South then.
That's which state enough?
I'm gonna say Texas.
Texas is, are you ready for this? Number one, worst place to live, according to this. Out of 350 possible points, they got no metrics in the top 25 at all. They are 50 out of 350 possible points.
Wow.
So that includes, you know, like I said, crime is an issue, healthcare is an issue, childcare, healthcare, inclusive policies, reproductive rights, all of that taken into account
right.
on this poll. And they failed. They got an F.
I'm going to say Louisiana.
Louisiana. Hold on. Let me double check here. Louisiana
I wrote down New Orleans.
Number 3.
Yes.
76 points.
Woo-hoo!
Out of 350.
I only need one more.
You only need one more. One more sucky state.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Son
not
of a.
On the list. I kind of would have thought Mississippi
right?
would have been on the list, yeah. So you got one more guess, and you need to get it right.
I wouldn't.
Which is a bummer, man.
I've been thinking about Georgia, but Atlanta's
give you this dollar.
Is it good?
Ladies and gentlemen, I found I can't look our pal Kevin in the eyes when he throws out things like that because I might give away a hint.
Because I'm just trying to
weasel my way in. He's very good.
Without actually making a guess.
He's very good.
I don't... Wow.
So if he's ever... If you make a drug deal with Kevin, just watch your back.
Mississippi wasn't in there. I figured it would be the South.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. That's another fish. That's a good fish.
Mm-hmm.
Good fishing. You're a good fisherman.
I'm going to say Georgia.
Georgia.
Yes.
You're going to say Georgia.
Yes.
Damn it. All right, here you go.
I didn't win.
Number 10, Florida. Number 9, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Because of drugs and crime,
sure.
Crazily. Number 8 is Tennessee. They got a D minus. Number 7, Indiana. Less than 10 licensed child care facilities per 100,000 people.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that? So
wow.
If you're a working, you know, parent, you ain't got no place to drop your kid off. Missouri was the first on the list to get an F. 98 out of 350 possible points. Alabama and South Carolina were tied. Healthcare worker.
Alabama.
Yep.
Of course.
Inclusive rights, voters' rights are all terrible. Louisiana as a 76 out of 350, which you got. Oklahoma is not okay.
Oklahoma.
Got an F.
I would not have thought that.
And then you said number one, which was Texas. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to count that as a win.
You count it as a win, buddy. You're not going to get a dollar, but count it as a win.
Let's see what's up with Florida.
Yeah, okay.
Florida woman caught with 7 lobster tails in pants.
Wait a minute. The lobster tails were in pants or in her pants?
In her pants.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It'd be hilarious if they had their
right?
own pants.
That's what I was wondering.
She's been accused by police of stuffing 7 lobster tails down her pants.
Without paying for them?
What a lovely visual that is. That's just beautiful. Nicole Reed, 30 years old of Orange City, told police she planned to trade the shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
For Chinese food.
Someone was going to eat those?
Or possibly prescription pain pills.
Oh, well, there you go. That's fair. Right there.
What a weird dichotomy there.
So I
don't know if I'm in the mood for Chinese food or...
I am never in the mood for eating the lobster Percocet. Tails that were shoved
right.
down her pants.
The front of Nicole Reed?
Yeah.
No.
I'm definitely in the mood for Percocets no matter where they've been stabbed, though. I don't care.
Even
where
if
been.
She
That's
stuffed
fine.
Those down her pants?
Yep.
Really?
Bring it.
These lobster tails are being sold for $11.99 each, and a guard spotted her shoving the seafood into the front of her pants.
Was she going to get a Percocet and a half then? Big deal. For $11.99
Yeah, she
each.
Needs to steal a lot more.
Yes, she does.
If you're going to steal them, put them down your pants, go for it.
Fill your clothing up.
7 is embarrassing.
It's weird when they bring an entire orchestra
yes,
on stage with you for a rock show, but
yes, it
Metallica
is.
Definitely pulling it off.
I like it most times.
Yeah, me too.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo. Hey, we're just about 45 minutes away, whatever. 5 o'clock tonight, it's nothing but party music for 2 hours.
That is correct.
All requests.
All requests. So don't request bad songs.
No, request loud, good songs.
Correct.
Non-suck songs.
Earlier this week, we were talking about pranks that you played on people.
All right.
Now
yeah.
we would like to talk about pranks that got played on you.
Yeah.
At 818-955 KLOS. I told you the story about my teacher who was short and put his eraser on top of the map.
Yeah, the pull down thing.
The pull down map thing.
Right.
And so I he would have to step on the bottom of the map thing to reach the eraser because he was short.
Right.
So I super glued it to the top.
You said
and
it fell on him and just
pulled it over on top of himself.
And the class must have burst into
yes,
laughter, right?
But then he got me
oh,
back.
Oh, he got you back.
Because I fell
really?
Asleep in class. And
yeah.
we had a soccer game that day.
Uh-huh.
And he set the clock forward
oh,
to
yeah.
the end of class.
Oh, really?
Told
okay.
everybody what
oh,
they were doing.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Really?
And then said, oh, all right. Thanks, everybody. You know, go out to the soccer. And I was like, oh, my God, the soccer game. And I ran downstairs and got dressed and ran out to the field. I was like,
were they
everybody?
All looking at you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, they were all
God.
Watching me.
Wow. He got you good.
Some would say better. You got me better.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because
yeah. that's a lot of work. He must have been really quiet. All right, guys, just be quiet.
Yep.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was amazing.
For him. That is awesome.
So tell us
pranks
about the prank that you
played
have.
On you. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my God. This one. This is insane. So this guy, and we retweeted it just now, right?
It's yes, at Kevin and Sluggo.
This guy is convinced that he's in a plane because he is in a plane. He's in a, you know, prop plane, and he believes he's up in the air, and his friends are going to skydive with him for the first time. He's going to go with the, you know, what do you call the guy who takes you out?
Tandem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he believes that's about to happen because he is in a running plane.
Right.
And he starts kind of freaking
out. And he's freaked out because he is scared out of his mind.
Yes. Oh, and he's blindfolded.
Yes.
So here he's got his tandem dude behind him saying, it's all good. We're going to do it. We're going to jump. He's kind of changing his mind. He's decided he doesn't want to watch it all happen. So he's blindfolded. He's like, no, let's not. No, no, no. And then they jump. And they're actually still on the ground and just jump right into a pool of water.
The plane is running.
Running.
So he hears the sound that he's inside
the
plane,
bumpy.
But it's not in the air.
Nope.
So that was hilarious. So they push him out and he lands
in a pool of water.
Oh, so great.
Jumps up, he's freaking out. It's hilarious.
I love it.
And the guy was really, by the end of it, laughing. But
that takes some planning.
That does.
And some work.
That's a good prank.
Yeah, that is
man.
Great.
But you can see that right now. We retweeted it, so it's at Kevin.
So people played what pranks on you?
Yeah, how did they get you?
818-955-KLOS. We are taking calls this hour on people who pranked you.
Because of this amazing prank that we found, you got to go see it. You have to see this guy being tortured in an airplane, thinking he's jumping out, skydiving for his first time, blindfolded. It's at Kevin and Sluggo right now. You need to go see that.
It's at Doug Sluggo Roberts
as well,
if you'd like
that's
to
right.
see that. So you have a story like that?
Yeah, so I do HVAC, and that's commercial refrigeration.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, right before April Fool's, someone came out, or my boss came out, and gave me a piece of paper that said I got my HVAC license revoked.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, I come crying back to my car, I call my girlfriend and stuff like that, tell her, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, like, to find a new job. Like,
did they give a reason why your license was pulled?
Like what you had done that was so terrible?
Yeah, they said that someone caught me on video releasing refrigerant into the atmosphere, and I was like, oh, shoot, like, I'm not allowed to do that. Like, I don't know who could have done this to me. And I'm just in there sweating, and my boss knocks on my window, and he's like, yeah, that's just a joke. Like,
fantastic.
Man, oh, man. And you're on the phone with your girlfriend, like, going...
Rethinking your future.
Wow. Ready to cry. Wow. Like, I was breaking down. Like, I've been doing this for, like, 15 years, you know?
Wow.
So, like, yeah, when I get to revoked, like, you're done. You can't get back in the field.
Yeah, that's a rough one, man.
That's a rough one.
Thinking you're fired.
Pretty well done.
But very well done.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Somebody... pulled a great prank on you. 25 minutes away from the All Request Fest.
Yeah.
Which is always fun. But we're talking about pranks getting played on you. You have a story?
I worked for this guy in an auto shop, and I have a cat, right? And it gets on the cars.
Right.
And he makes me wash every one of them, right? So he goes down to the print shop and makes out a paw and dips it in mud and water and puts it all over the cars. I had to wash him.
So it wasn't even your cat. It was just him.
It's just him faking it?
Yeah, he was faking it.
That's pretty great. That's pretty great. That took a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, that did. And that's kind of worth it.
I applaud that.
I like that. I approve it. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was calling about the prank.
Yeah. What happened to you?
So my old boss, he told me that my tires were slashed in the parking lot.
Oh.
And then I went out and he had a picture of slash on.
You must have been so upset thinking your tires were slashed.
Yeah, I was pretty ticked off.
And then you go out and you see a guy in a top hat on your tires. That's brilliant.
That is pretty great.
That's awesome. That is ridiculous.
Thanks for letting me participate.
Of course.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, are you guys still talking about pranks?
Yes. Pranks that people played on you.
Okay. So when I was in college, my boy's roommate was like special ed, like special...
Right, special needs.
Yeah, special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, every time that, you know, we were around him, like, I would always, you know, just be really nice to, you know, so just like, you know how you kind of act different, like...
Yes.
You know? And so, anyways, this goes on for an entire year of me...
Being on your best behavior.
Yes, being on your best behavior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, well, one day we're just having lunch, and mind you, this is like a year. One day we're having lunch with him, and he just stands up and goes, I can't do this anymore.
Like, wow.
And I just was like in a state of like shock, and all of like my boyfriend and all of his friends are just like on the ground laughing. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, I'm not mentally challenged. And I'm like, wait.
Oh my god, a year they did that to
that
you.
That is commitment.
Yeah, it was like the most intense, like they were like I don't know.
What finally sent him over the edge where he just couldn't pull it off anymore? He just couldn't continue with the joke.
I don't know. I think, like...
He just got tired of it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, anyone would be tired of
yeah. No kidding. A year.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah. If that dude ever wanted to really, like, you know, pull a long con on someone, you know who to turn to if you're ever, like, going for, like, the big money. I mean, wow.
That is great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's beautiful. That's fantastic.
And by great, we mean awful.
Yeah. But yeah.
Still funny.
Yeah. Well, at least you know you can do it. You can behave yourself for at least a year. 818-955-KLOS.
You were the victim of a prank. We are talking about you being the victim of a prank. That happened to you?
I work construction, so I went to the office. My buddy told me, I go, I need this material. He goes, oh, we dropped it down the wall. You got to get it. So I went to go get in the wall. Beehive in there. They attacked me, stung me in both eyebrows, stung me in right in the wanger. And so I go home to my girlfriend. And I go, hey, you want some of this? Check it out. It's like size of football. She goes, you got to go to the hospital. So I call the hospital. First, they kind of, I can hear them laughing in the background. You know?
Of course.
Take some Benadryl, and if the swelling doesn't go down, you got to go to the hospital.
Wow. I mean, that's so they knew that the beehive was in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because I like bees, you know. They knew it. I go, I'm going to be a beehive keeper, you know, eventually, you know, but they're like,
they did the right thing.
I went and stuck my head over the wall to grab the stuff out of there, and the bees came out and just attacked my ass.
Damn.
They did the right thing.
Damn, and she wasn't interested in the extra, huh?
That's it. No, I'm like, hey, baby, you want some of this? She's like, oh, my God. I was uncircumcised the next day.
Streaming online at 955KLOS.com.
Is Southern California's rock station. Friday. Is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
What day is it?
Friday!
Yes.
Dude, you remember back in the day when you would have a couple of parties to go to in one night? You remember
sure.
those days? I've got two parties to go to tonight.
Fantastic.
I'm going to be up till midnight at a certain other place, and I promised that I'd play this one over there. So I thought I'd play this one here as
Why
well.
Not?
I love this song.
It is a flash. All request fest.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. What party song will get you started? And hit us up online
at Kevin and Sluggo. Hello, KLOS. It's our old request fest. What do you want to hear?
Yeah, I want to hear Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
That sound means a deal has been struck. You got it.
Thanks.
It is our old request fest, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, can I get a request song?
Yes.
Can I get a song from Greta Van Fleet's new album that came out today? Starcatcher.
Yeah. Did you get it? Did you already got it?
Yeah, I got it. I really like the song Meeting the Master.
That is a damn good song. Who are you?
My name is Evan from Torrance.
Evan from Torrance, you got it, man. We will do it. And hip hop array for Greta Van Fleet.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, is this Kego?
It's Kego, yes.
Kego, yes.
Yeah, Kego.
I can smoke that.
Hey, any chance I could hear some old school Oingo Boingo, Ain't This the Life?
Shine Down, Dead Don't Die for Keith on the Old Request Fest.
Hello, KLOS.
Happy Friday, guys.
To you as well. What can we play for you?
Yeah, Friday, woo!
Let's get Sluggo's weekend going here. Let's hear some Cult, Little Devil.
And a very special request for two songs in a row from Sammy Hagar.
Including his Montrose, what do you call that, incarnation. Whatever. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, hello.
Hi there. It's our old request fest. What would you like to hear?
Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult.
You got it. We'll do you some Bach.
Right on. It's for my brother-in-law, Eddie, because that's what they call him. His friends call him Godzilla.
Right on. Any particular reason?
That's lovely.
I'm afraid to ask.
No, you know what? He never heard the song before. So when he heard it, he thought it was the greatest. But I don't know why.
I love it.
I guess.
Well, there you go. We will definitely do it for you and Eddie and Godzilla.
All right. Thank you.
KLOS, hello. It's our old request fest.
Hi, I was wondering if I could request ZZ Top Tush.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Very cool. Who are you?
Jenna from Marina Del Rey.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. Love it out there.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's 20 degrees cooler out there, too.
Hell yeah.
Got a call for that from somebody that said, I don't know the name of the new Mammoth WVH song.
Oh yeah, another celebration at the end of the world. Good request. I know it's a weird title.
It is. Yeah.
I have problems with titles a lot myself, so I can see why that one didn't stick. Fine request. New stuff from Woofy there. Guns N' Roses released their debut album Appetite for Destruction on Geffen Records on this day in rock, 1987.
Hello, KLOS.
This is Gino. I was wondering if anybody's already requested Cherry Pie by Warrant.
Well, we did the Runaways Cherry Bomb just a little while ago, so I guess we can hook up some Warrant. Yes, Kevin. I was telling you the other day, I went to a record store with a bunch of friends of mine back in high school and some
Priest.
And they were going through my records and they found it and they're like, what is this? Why are you listening to this, man? That's what the hell? Like, shut up, man. It's Priest. It's hard to pick a favorite, but that's definitely one of my favorites right there, Living After Midnight. Love it.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. What's up with Florida? A woman tried to steal lobster tails by shoving 7 of them down in her pants. She was going to trade them for pain pills.
You know, that suddenly becomes kind of a good plan to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
I failed in one American dollar by not guessing 4 of the top 10 worst states to live in.
I mean, there are a lot to choose from.
Florida, Texas, right up there at the top.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty for the weekend. The wonderful weekend.
Enjoy. Woo! See you Monday. Woo! Peace out.
Woo! Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
I heard Marcy saying the other day she's hoping the brothers Oasis will get back together again and Oasis it up one day. There's no way.
There's always talk about that.
Yeah,
the last thing I saw was Liam talking about his brother needs to apologize if they ever going to get back together.
I mean, if anyone is going to apologize, it'll be Noel. You know,
well,
he's actually a cool dude, but he's got a great new song. You like that song, Pretty Boy, right?
I love that.
Oasis, you love Oasis, man. Make sure you have a Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Pretty Boy. What a great song.
That is, right? A great song, yeah.
It's another new one from the Foo Fighters from But Here We Are. It is Under You, those guys on Threads.
I love that.
They have joined Threads, yeah. They've already got 415,000 followers.
All right.
And they got the little blue check, which over there means the same thing that it used to mean on Twitter. Yes, this is for sure Foo Fighters.
Gotcha.
We found it's Foo Fighters, and that costs zero over there on Threads.
Wait, so the blue check means something?
Right? Huh. You can actually, hey, wait a minute, that's actually the guys I'm looking for.
Huh.
Guess how many, what do you call them, threads they've put up so far on Threads?
Zero?
Zero. Kevin, do you know who rules?
Who?
Steven at Backyard Expressions.
I was just thinking that guy. I love Steven.
Steven at Backyard Expressions always makes sure the KLOS is on playing there at his workplace. And man, he rules.
Yep.
Damn.
Well done.
Hey, remember that song, Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown, Jim Croce? It hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1973. Oh, people were upset, but the Sex Pistols turned up for the first time on the U.K. music show Top of the Pops and performed Pretty Vacant on this day in rock at 1977.